Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This hour is brought to you by Jewel Osco.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris with Mark Grody bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I got 5 on. Number 1.
You're listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday presented by your local Ford dealers and Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Here's question number 1. Which Bears player, aside from quarterback Caleb Williams, needs to step up to ensure a win against the Ravens on Sunday?
I'm sorry to put all of my responsibility for the last several weeks of my life on DeAndre Swift. I feel like that is unfair to him, especially when he has a groin injury. But unfortunately, DeAndre Swift, I'm going to need you to step up again. I'm going to need you to have more than 100 yards rushing again. I would like for you to also have as many passing yards as you did. Do I want you to be the leading receiver for the Bears? No. But I would like for you to do similar things. He's on a good clip right now. Ride the hot hand. You're especially going to need it when you want to control the time of possession and control drives. So I'm looking for DeAndre Swift to have a big game.
You know, I might be beating the proverbial dead horse here with my answer, but I dialed up the Bears payroll because sometimes I forget who's getting paid the second, third, fourth most. You know what I never forget? I never forget who's getting paid the most. I'm going to need the money man Montez Sweat to keep on making them sweat. He's got to be.
That horse is alive.
Not for long.
Not if Marshall keeps talking. Yeah, it's Sweat. Why don't you force a fumble? Get a sack. Return something for a touchdown. Bat a ball in the air that gets picked off. All of the above. Montez, you've been showing me the last few weeks. Remember, I was on board before everybody else with your comeback. I was the one giving you a game ball on the Take the North podcast.
He did deserve a game ball that day.
Yes. And you know what? If the Bears win, he might deserve another one tomorrow. Sunday.
That is a very alive horse.
That horse is more alive
than
the last horse.
That was even more alive, yeah.
I think I'm riling up the horses. Okay, that horse is hungry.
Is it hungry or hungry?
Might be hungry. But yeah, it's Montez Sweat.
The emphasis.
Are you good with that?
Did you guys hear enveloped yesterday?
Yeah,
and I thought about enveloped. And
Number two.
Can we pencil the Bears into the playoffs if they win Sunday's game and go 5-2?
I like how it's in pencil. Like, you're saying that there's a chance, but it's still in pencil because you might have to erase it because, well, division, you know, division number one, I think, is perhaps the biggest issue here, the biggest hurdle for the Bears to have to jump to get into the playoffs. And then also, it's early. But yes, break out your pencil. Break out your retractable pen and your whiteout if you need it, if you so dare. This is a reference to Ben Johnson clicking a pen for what seemed like 30 seconds uninterrupted. That was part of the mic'd up, was just the pen clicking. The ASMR we didn't know we needed. I say all of that to say that if you're talking about a team that has won 5 games in a row after going 0-2, and not even the Ravens can say that, and then they've handed the Ravens their 6th loss of the season, why wouldn't you at least pencil that they can make the playoffs? Why wouldn't you dare to dream?
Well, the way the question was phrased, I'm going to say, of course I'm going to pencil them in. They're 4-2, a half game behind. Let me count them for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 5-2 teams. They are currently in the 8th place spot in the National Football Conference. That means they are a half game out from really 2nd place, because the Niners are one of those 5-2 teams. They currently hold the tiebreaker over the Eagles, the Bucks, the Lions, the Seahawks, and the Rams. So yes, I will pencil them in because they would become 5-2. Some of those 5-2 teams would lose, and they would be in the playoffs, albeit for a moment. But if it's only for a moment, that's fine. They still get to get penciled in.
Is it one shining moment?
No. I think they're going to have more than one shining moment this season. But it's the first shining moment. How about that?
The ball is tipped.
It's
and
in
there
the air.
Kevin Byard is.
Ooh, I like that. The ball is tipped and there Kevin Byard. Kevin Byard, interception number 5 this week?
Ooh, I don't know. Lamar doesn't really do a lot of that.
How many turnovers?
The Bears?
How many takeaways for the Bears?
2.
I'm going to say 1.
Who's doing it?
Now you want to get all specific. Give me Tyreek. He's due.
If he's healthy.
Yeah, if he's playing, he's out there. He's going to make it happen.
All right. I didn't know if you were saying which person on Baltimore that was going to be or what. That was what I was thinking.
Oh, who's giving it up? I would say Derrick Henry's giving it up.
Yeah. I hate to be that person, but yes.
Yeah, but I like to take it.
Number 3.
This is 5 on 9 on 670 The Score with Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris. Here's question 3. The Bears are 4-2. The Bulls are 1-0. The Blackhawks are 4-2-2. The Chicago Fire are in the main playoff draw after a wild-card win over Orlando City. Is Chicago sports nature healing?
I think it is. And most importantly, I think it is because there are numbers to back it up. Like, how do you explain the fact that the Hawks are on a 5-game point streak right now? How does it feel when I say that? What do you think? That's something that we haven't been able to say. And frankly, in the 3rd year of Connor Bedard, shouldn't they be? Like, shouldn't that be the expectation at least?
Hockey's one of those sports you need other guys, but they've got other guys.
You absolutely need other guys, but they have them. Like Frank Nazar, for example. The last time the Bulls, the Bears, and the Blackhawks all had a winning record, according to Jay Kuda, noted statistician here in town, was November 22nd, 2013.
I'm sorry, what year was that again?
I was living in Houston at the time. I didn't get here until October of 2015. That is wild to me that all 3 had a winning record at the same time, Bulls, Bears, and Hawks. Now, granted, Bulls are just 1-0, but still.
That might be your one shining moment. Because if the Bulls lose Saturday, who knows what happens next. But I like the fact that the Bulls
we can't do this.
Are here.
We can't desecrate.
Why not?
One shining moment.
What do you mean?
We just can't. We can't.
Do you know what kind of Hades we live through?
I don't make the rules, okay?
Robbie, do what you want to do back there. Cook. Oh, no. Big Luther.
No.
Anytime I can hear Big Luther, it's a win for all of us. Listen.
Is it March?
The Bears, the Bulls, the Blackhawks, the Fire.
somebody did a really bad Lakers montage with like Swaggy P missing the three and all that stuff to One Shining Moment. It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Let's take it one step further.
You know who's got a big game this weekend? The Northwestern Wildcats. You know who's won four games in a row?
Hey, Northwestern made a coach fire or a school fire their coach. Keep it going.
Northwestern's got a game at Nebraska. If they win that game, they move to 6-2. Yeah.
But I thought only one coach would win with their team.
Listen, I'm just trying to give credit where credit is due. Wildcats are 5-2. Bears could be 5-2. Bulls could be 2-0. Think about it. We could come in here Monday, and it could be on like Donkey Kong.
This is the return of Coach Em Up Marshall.
What you mean?
You're motivating everybody.
I think when you have a positive moment, you have to celebrate it. You know why? You celebrate all your dubs, big or small, because the L's are going to keep coming. I guarantee you an L is around the corner.
It's true. It's true. I'm here to tell you.
Listen, you can't spell Marshall without multiple L's. I mean, you can, but you're talking about a different type of Marshall.
You also can't spell Layla without multiple L's.
Exactly.
Either. I have more L's than anything else in my name.
Yeah, without the L's in your name, you're just Marsha.
Yeah, and I'm not Marsha.
My 10-year Chicagoversary 773 is the 27th.
Monday.
That's a Monday.
So how
you better win
this
Bears.
Monday.
What if we celebrate your Chicagoversary with dubs?
773 has seen the Lakers video. It's so good.
What?
Russ walking without dribbling.
Yeah, so
the bad Lakers montage to One Shining Moment is definitely something that will make you laugh.
So yeah, I think let's all celebrate what we have today. Because Monday could go either way. We don't know what we're coming into Monday. But right now, we're all flying high. Like the Hawks from Maine South. They're the 2025 IHSA Girls Flag Football Champions.
Oh, I thought you were going Blackhawks because they were in the question.
Well, they're there too. Five game point streak. When was the last time I could say that about the Hawks? I don't even remember.
It's been a rough go, but we can celebrate.
This is our one shining moment.
It's the first shining moment, but it's, yes. We're going to have a second shining moment.
Damn, I should have savored this differently.
It's good.
At least I got us some Rice Krispie treats from the Jewel.
They're all gone.
Number 4.
Because Marshall ate them. Did the Vikings make a major mistake letting Sam Darnold walk away?
I'm sorry, I was laughing so hard I didn't hear the rest of the question.
Did the Vikings make a major mistake letting Sam Darnold walk away?
I don't think so, because their plan was J.J. McCarthy, and you can't spend that much money on one position like that when you know you're going to have to spend a lot of money on one position like that. But I can't deal with the fact that Sam, I think Carson Wentz is getting a lot of hell when he shouldn't have to. We said this with Paul Charchian yesterday. We were talking about the Vikings plan for J.J. McCarthy. Charch, a noted longtime Vikings fan, and he's a fantasy expert. So this is information he's continually tracking. And we all question why. I guess because of the short week, that's why you saw Carson Wentz. But Carson Wentz's arm is visibly injured. Like, we saw him dealing with a lot of pain. And that's why I didn't understand why Kirk Herbstreit wanted to add to it last night.
You know, I understand. It's been obviously a rough night. And he hadn't had a lot of help. But to me, when you're the captain of the ship, you're the quarterback, you got to try to hold some of that emotion in. And I know he's frustrated.
And he's hurt.
But it's week 7. You know, there's a long way to go. And I think that some of that's just raw emotion.
It wasn't. It was physical pain. He was trying to hold back tears because he was in pain. Like, didn't you see the bionic sleeve on his shoulder, that entire apparatus to help keep his shoulder okay? This is a non-throwing shoulder, but when you're landing on it with force and you're tackled by somebody else whose whole point is to send you to the ground, that's not going to feel good. And of course it's discouraging when Carson Wentz has been through a lot in his career, too. I just thought that was out of turn.
Bionic six. Ooh, ooh, ooh. We are a family. I'm sorry, that's a cartoon from the 80s. I just I had a flashback it. When you said bionic.
Do your thing.
Yeah. You know, I know my cartoon theme songs like nobody else, so I'm on it. But yeah, that was bad, what happened to the Vikings last night. It was extremely bad what happened to Carson Wentz specifically last night. But you know what's not bad? The Vikings are in the cellar, and they're going to stay in the cellar. And also, I'm a conspiracy theorist maybe, but I believe J.J. McCarthy's been benched. I'll say it out loud.
You really think that?
Yeah. I think they're just rolling with Carson Wentz because he might give them the best chance to win in Kevin O'Connell's mind.
Oof. Well, he might need to rest because he looked in pain yesterday.
Yeah, you might see J.J. McCarthy next week, though. You might.
Number five.
5 out and on 6-7 to score with Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris. The World Series starts tonight. Who you got?
Dodgers in five. They're inevitable. That's it. I got nothing else to say about the matter. They have starting pitching, which nobody else has anymore. They have hitting. They have more hitting than even a firepower-filled Blue Jays team. Prove me wrong. I would love to see it happen and somebody take down the new evil empire, West Coast version, but nah. Dodgers in five.
Wait a minute. You're saying the Blue Jays don't have starting pitching?
They do.
Well,
but like Max Scherzer is 41, you know? I loved watching him in the playoffs, and I loved him just being fired up as hell to make sure he stayed in a game. But the Dodgers are like, we need you to leave this game now because we have like eight more arms that we can use today. Tomorrow, we'll have another eight different arms.
They've got
like a 45-man bullpen.
Let me tell you who I'm rooting for. I'm rooting for the Blue Jays from a sentimental sense. I'm very torn on this. But I'm rooting for the Dodgers from a fiscal responsibility sense.
They're not.
So I need the Dodgers to win so that all these other big market teams can be like, I guess we need to spend some money if we have a chance to win. That's a hard lesson to learn unless you see the Dodgers just bam, bam, pound and beat everybody down with their big payroll and their deferred money.
Big payroll wants you to pay players.
Big payroll. Yeah, exactly.
Just like Big Streetlight.
Just like Big Streetlight.
Big Streetlight wants to keep you safe at intersections.
Yeah.
Be safe, Robbie.
They're gaslighting you. That button does nothing.
Hit the button. Wait for your turn to walk across the street and just be happy there's a button there. Or else you'd just be stuck at a green light for the other people.
Or you'd be like Ben Johnson, just clicking your pen in for infinity.
Exactly. Click that button.
Also,
click
random thought. If Ben Johnson did that in the office today, I'd want to punch him in the face. Like, the person in the office who does this all day, I can't do it.
I'm thoroughly entertained by people who do that because I'm like, why?
You're driving me nuts.
Okay, so
I don't know why stuff like that doesn't bother me.
Someone in their car right now who just
I'm not the
angry.
One doing it. It just doesn't bother me.
Child version of me wants the Blue Jays to win in seven, circa Joe Carter walk this thing off. But adult me is like, the Dodgers need the win. Looking at the big picture, the Dodgers need to win to force everybody else to spend money, to force 2027 to mean something
when
the owners and the owners get together.
Vlad Guerrero forced the Blue Jays to spend money, and look what happened. Also, you think George Springer came there for free?
No. I are they spending as much money as the Dodgers? No.
But you know what? They spent enough money to know that in a division that includes the Yankees and the Red Sox, they were going to have to spend a lot of money to compete.
What happened with Vlad and the Dodgers, like the in-season turmoil over whether he was going to get the money he deserved, by the way? When was the last time you heard the Dodgers have that conversation with anyone? They just give you a paycheck and say, come on down, and everybody goes on down. We need more of that.
309 is even more confident and says LA in four. Woo.
I'm surprised you didn't say LA in three.
Just keep it going. Surprise, the World Series is now one game. Five on it. Coming up next here on Rahimi Harris and Grody on 670 The Score, we have Kevin Fishbane. Maybe we should ask him about this big Northwestern game coming up. He's an alum. We can also go ask him a lot about the Bears. We'll get the latest on what the expectations are for that injury report from us all, too, and who he thinks has to step up this Sunday to beat the Ravens. It's all next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Kevin Fishbane.
I got fishy business. K. Fishbane.
Bears beat writer for The Athletic.
I ask for so little in life. It would be nice to cover some really relevant games in late December and early January. I don't think that's asking too much.
Kevin Fishbane talking Bears.
Hey, Kevin. Kevin Fishbane from The Athletic.
I love your name.
It's a great name.
Yeah, great name.
With Raheemy Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score.
He is fishy business. He is Kevin Fishbane. We know him well. He is the reporter for the Bears at The Athletic, the senior writer. He also hosts Breaking In with Kevin Fishbane, a sports media podcast. And he joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Kevin Fishbane, how does it feel to have your Northwestern Wildcats take down James Franklin's career?
Yeah, that was unexpected. But listen, I, on behalf of Northwestern Wildcat Nation, I will say you're welcome, because I know that that Penn State program, you know, I wouldn't call it America's team. So I think that there are probably a lot of people cheering for Northwestern in that game. And listen, the Cats are happy to step up and get a big win on the road, and then they continue and beat Purdue the next week. It's hard to know if they're ever going to lose the rest of the way.
Yeah, it's setting up for a great game against Nebraska. I know we're going to talk Bears, but we kind of have to address these things with you first, too.
It's important for this Northwestern-Nebraska game, and I'm really glad you brought this up, Layla, because it's vital information for our listeners. Northwestern University is NU. Nebraska is the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, okay? So let's just always remember the true NU is Northwestern. Nebraska really should be UNL, but they have kind of adopted NU as well.
Okay, so I draw the line at this. Yeah. Nebraska is also NU.
Okay, but is it, right?
Wow.
Like, that's my counter to that. Like, is it? So I am looking forward to the real NU hopefully continuing this run against a tough defense in Lincoln. It's going to be low scoring matchup, a real Big Ten West brouhaha.
Not brouhaha. Speaking of brouhahas, there's supposed to be one in Baltimore on Sunday. What are the chances in your mind, having delved through all the information that you've seen this week, that Lamar Jackson actually does not play football? Will you be surprised?
Yeah, Lamar Jackson is one of those guys, Marshall, where I think you just don't know. I mean, I feel like that's going to come up to 90 minutes before game time or 2 hours before game time. What was interesting, I think this is a first since I've been doing our Bears mailbags where I accumulate the picks from our Chicago staffers and then the opponent beat writer. For the first time ever, I have to imagine, everybody in Chicago picked the Bears to lose, but our Ravens beat writer picked the Bears to win. And he's obviously, Jeff Schriebeck's the best, and he's got his finger in the pulse there. And I just think in Baltimore, there is a lot of questions. I know he's out there practicing again today, and they'll put, I imagine it's going to be a questionable, and they'll take it up to game time. But I think I admitted when my pick, I am totally going with the logo on the helmet more so than like what we've seen on tape and what they're going through. But you read what's going on in Baltimore, it's hard to believe that that is a John Harbaugh, Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, Roquan Smith, Ravens team that is going through what they're going through.
Absolutely. Our segment with Kevin Fishbane is brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. We talked a little bit with Adam Hoge about the Roquan Smith trade, and Roquan recently restructured his contract. Doesn't really do anything except for the Ravens to free up some space, but this is the best time to be able to reevaluate that trade. You know, where do you sit with it, and how do you evaluate it when you consider what the Bears got in return, draft picks that turned into Jervon Dexter, Noah Sewell, and then they end up with Tremaine Edmonds in the lieu of that position?
Yeah, I mean, look, Tremaine Edmonds is playing pretty good football right now, I'll say that, and it was one of those things where in the moment when you got a feel for how those negotiations were going, what Matt Eberflus wanted out of that position, it just like you kind of nodded your head and like, I get it. I get it from the Bears' perspective. Like they're not going to reach the number that the player wants when they're already having this acrimonious situation and when the coach himself has a different preference for what he wants for linebacker. So like in that specific moment, I still look back and kind of go, yeah, I get it. But even still, like, man, to have a homegrown player like that, who is that good, that much of a leader. I mean, you go back, I was talking to someone about this the other day. In 2020, when we had to do Zooms for all availability, it was the easiest thing for players to avoid, right? Like they couldn't, you know, sometimes they can't really hide from us in the locker room. This was the easiest thing for them to avoid. Roquan Smith volunteered just about every single week to talk to us. And there were some, I know they kind of quote unquote made the playoffs that year. I guess they actually did make the playoffs. Don't need to put quotes around it, but there were some rough times that year. And Roquan went through it and he talked to us every week and he was a phenomenal player. So it's really, I think in a big picture, it's disappointing that the Bears weren't able to extend somebody that they drafted. But when you look back now, you just kind of like, yeah, I'm sure you would love to have seen Tremaine Edmonds make Pro Bowls and for Jervon Dexter to make Pro Bowls to feel much better about the return. But in the moment, you just kind of, it just was unfortunate it got to that point and you understood why they decided to move on.
I think it's a completely reasonable discussion to have when you consider that. And also, I think this happens, you know, and I'm kind of waiting for it to happen again with the Bears. Roquan Smith was not a Ryan Poles guy. He wasn't a his guy. He was a Ryan Pace guy. And I wonder how much that factored in. And with a new head coach, how is that going to factor in with the talent that he might have on his team? You know, I think about that ahead of the trade deadline, knowing that sometimes talented players, for whatever reason, those would be different from the one that happened with Roquan, might not be on the Bears moving forward in the ways we expect.
Yeah, I mean, it's like there's so much politics involved. That stuff gets so personal when you're talking contracts. I mean, that was one of the things that you know, with the Roquan Smith deal was without having representation, it kind of forced the Bears to directly kind of tell Roquan Smith what they would normally tell his representation, which, you know, and that's how these things work. The teams are trying to find a way to, you know, get like they're not going to want to pay what the player wants. And so they're going to come up with their data to support that. And those are very difficult conversations. And, you know, I remember talking to Ryan Poles a couple in 2024, and one of the biggest things he learned in Kansas City was you can't keep everybody when things are going well. And if this thing that we're experiencing right now keeps going in the right direction, you know, the Bears are going to have some really tough decisions in the next couple off seasons. If they keep drafting well, if they keep signing guys to these 3-year deals who then outplay them, those are going to be some tough decisions. They're going to be players. Like I'll bring up one example right now, Layla. Like Jaquan Brisker is a great example where like he's playing great right now and he's doing what the Bears always expected him and hoped that he would be doing. He's a leader for this group. He's making plays in the football. He's sacking the quarterback. He's scheduled to be a free agent. If they don't get that done before the end of the season and he hits free agency and they're up against the cap and they're looking around and they got other guys coming up, like who knows? As opposed to maybe a couple of years ago, that's an easy call. So you want that to be difficult. You want to have too many guys that need to get paid, and the Bears have not really been in that situation in a long time.
We are talking ball with Kevin Fishbane, senior writer at The Athletic, covering the Bears. This segment with Kevin, sponsored by Potawatomi Casino Hotel. It's meant to be. Kevin, looking at this game, it's interesting because the Bears can essentially take off. We had this question in our 5-on-it segment. Can you pencil the Bears into the playoffs if they get off to this 5-2 start with a win over the Ravens? I'm curious as to what you think this game is in terms of how pivotal it will be to the what happens with the Bears ultimately this season.
I can't pencil the Bears into the playoffs until I get an email from the league that tells me exactly what they need to do to make the playoffs. I've been around this team for too long to get that optimistic about even a 6-2 start.
Wait. But, what if it's a 14-team graphic that displays in the hunt?
Then you can get me. You can get me talking. Boy, I feel like 2023. The Bears kind of got into that graphic when they made that little brief run in December.
Oh no.
There was an NFL on Fox graphic where I believe there were actually 14 NFL teams and the Bears were in the hunt, and I was crying laughing. Yeah.
Well, they did have the situation. If they beat Cleveland in Cleveland that year, I remember like you could do the math, and it wasn't going to take too much gymnastics to figure out a way for them to get in, and then they did. They blew the game against Cleveland, but that's not why you called. they would be in great position to, as I said in the start of this, my pre-recorded, that they would be able to play relevant games in December and early January, and that's a big thing for this franchise because they don't get to do that very often, or they haven't gotten to do that very often. So you can look at the future schedule and you can talk yourself into a bunch of games that might have looked much more difficult earlier in the season that look a lot different now. But, like, the Bears are going to have their moment, like, when the Eagles lost to the Giants or the Bills lost to the Falcons. And, like, I was, you know, there was a moment there in, early in the third quarter last week where you were like, is this going to happen again? But I bring that up, guys, to tell you, I don't know how you guys felt watching that. But when the Saints made 2014, I didn't have that same feeling I had in week one. And I think a lot of that is because we saw an entire half of good run game. Like, we saw the running game really take off. And you just kind of sat there like, I kind of know the Bears are going to score again. And I think just in 6 weeks, that says a lot about what Ben Johnson's done. And I'll say this. Right now, this looks like a team that's going to be able to be in every game. And that is a big deal when your quarterback is sometimes at his best when the game is on the line and your defense can take the ball away the way that they have. Then you can feel good about being in a bunch of those 50-50 games. It's just how many of those come up your side.
No, that's fair, Kevin. I think that that's a reasonable question. I guess he's not in the pencil department yet, but
we'll get him there. We'll get him close. At no point did I think the Bears were going to lose a game against the Saints. The Saints are just a really bad football team. That's probably the overarching reason why.
I think, Kevin, you know this, though. In the NFL season, for any team, there's usually a game that people won't expect you to win where they do, I would say that was the Rams game last year for the Bears. And there's usually one where you're going to lose and you don't think you're going to lose. This game might be a good example of that, because when you're talking about the records, like, the Bears should beat a 1-5 team, but we know that the Ravens are going to be healthier, and it's a different aspect there.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, you could even talk about that Cincinnati game where 3 weeks ago you might have chalked that up as like, oh, the Bears are going to beat the Bengals. And now they've got the ageless wonder in Joe Flacco. And if Tyreek Stevenson is out for a couple of weeks, that's going to be a really difficult matchup against those receivers. So that game suddenly looks a little more challenging. Jackson Dart has ignited the Giants, and that's a really good defense that New York's going to bring. If J.J. McCarthy is healthy and playing when the Bears travel to Minnesota, he had his best moment against this Bears defense in week one. So that's what's beautiful about this sport, is you can talk about a lot of these games, especially when your team like the Bears, it's finally competitive, that you can have those conversations. And yeah, right now this Baltimore game, even if Lamar Jackson plays, Lamar doesn't play defense. And that Ravens defense has made things pretty easy for a lot of opposing quarterbacks. And that's going to be a factor. If Lamar does play, is he going to be limited? Is he not going to be able to run the way that he can? You know, the flip side is, not to bring up bad memories, but Tyler Huntley beat the Bears 4 years ago when Lamar Jackson missed a game with an illness. It was a really bad loss. The Sunday afternoon, I believe that was in November of 2021, at the end of the Matt Nagy era. Tyler Huntley has proven himself over and over again. So you can't look past that the way you might have been able to with Cooper Rush. But this is a really important opportunity for Caleb Williams and these receivers to possibly take advantage of a Ravens back end that just isn't what it has been in the past couple of decades.
Kevin Fishbane, thanks so much for joining us here. I'm Raheem Harrison-Grody, and we got several texts reminding us that the N on the Nebraska helmet stands for knowledge. They're with you.
Wow. Thanks,
oh,
Kevin.
Boy.
Yeah,
thanks, take care.
We're counting three, and it'll keep going. So, Kevin Fishbane, thanks a lot. Coming up next here on Raheem Harrison-Grody on the Score, Ben Johnson did speak today, so we are going to bring you the latest from what he had to say at Hallis Hall, and that includes his evaluation of where the team is at right now. So we'll do that next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This is Rahimi, Harris, and Grody on 670 The Score. On a Football Friday, you are listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday presented by your local Ford dealers and Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. The Bears are back at House Hall as they get ready to head out to Baltimore. And Ben Johnson did speak to the media today. I said that he talked about the progress check, a little bit of a progress report, if you will. But there's a very important piece of news here that we've got to get to first. Caleb Williams was asked about it by our Mark Grody. The news that the Wiener Circle wanted to give away free hot dogs if Ben Johnson took a shirt off in a postgame celebration or in the locker room.
Take it off. Take it off.
So our intrepid reporting crew, shout out to the media who work with us every single day over at Hallis Hall, asked Ben Johnson about it.
You heard about the hot dog thing with you taking your shirt off?
That's been mentioned. A little disturbing. why would we want to see that? Huh? Any comment?
No. Why do you assume I'd have?
Are you interested in feeding people?
Well, yeah, I am.
Yeah, do you I'm not want people to eat them?
I'm a man of the people, so time will tell.
What?
He said he's a man of the people. He's going to feed. That was the perfect way to phrase that.
I mean,
do you not want to feed people, Ben?
Who said that? Was that Patrick Finley who said that?
I'm not sure if it was Finley or Fishbane. I couldn't tell.
Do you not want to feed people?
That's amazing.
Oh, we forgot to ask Fishbane if he got any flack for mentioning from the Bears directly after the pre-snap penalty question. Did you hear how that dominated the broadcast on Sunday?
It did.
That was clearly something that everybody was talking about. So I guess that means he's taking his shirt off?
Yeah, he didn't say no.
Well,
although he had the right reaction. Why is this a thing? And who needs to see that?
The initial question, though, or his initial response was like, it's been mentioned to me. That I told you his wife was going to bring it up. I told you his wife, he had to get permission from his wife, regardless.
847 says, how did no one bring singles to bribe him? Because this isn't a club. But yes, if that's your first thought, I'm not going to hate on you for it.
Club Hallis Hall. That is just, the press conference room, also known as the champagne room.
I'm just picturing the headline, and it's like reporter banned from Hallis Hall for a week or suspended or
for
something.
Throwing singles.
It's just Grody too.
He's got a red hanky. I've got singles. What's good?
Oh my god.
G dubs everywhere.
Should we evaluate that again, just so we're clear on where he stands and who asked what?
Well, I know for a fact, and then we'll hear it again in just a second, but Kevin Fishbane was the person with the opening question on that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll listen to it again.
You heard about the hot dog thing with you taking your shirt off?
That's been mentioned. A little disturbing. why would we want to see that? Huh? Any comment?
No.
Why do you assume I'd have...
Are you interested in feeding people?
Well, yeah, I am.
Yeah, do you I'm not want people to eat them?
I'm a man of the people, so time will tell.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
I think it was Fishbane who said, do you not want people to eat, Ben?
It's kind of hard to hear. It could have been him, but you can tell that there was a couple of different voices getting in on the fun of making Ben Johnson feel uncomfortable.
Also,
Ben Johnson's the guy that said, get comfortable being uncomfortable, and there he is being uncomfortable.
Did we hear Jason Leisure say, why are you looking at me when you say that?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Get comfortable being uncomfortable.
No, I like that Ben Johnson allowed the pause for them to pepper him with follow-up questions. I like that that happened in that manner. He didn't shut it down. He's like, let's have fun with it. That's what people want to hear.
All right. 847 is correct. Club Dub has changed but reopened.
He has to do it now. If he is aware of this and he doesn't do it, then he's just...
He wants to starve the children.
How much does he care about this city?
He wants to starve the children if he doesn't do it, right?
That might lead our show on Monday.
I don't need to see him take his shirt off.
Why not? Apparently he's a beast in the gym. He probably has a good dad bod. No?
Good dad bod.
Like a good version of a dad bod.
It is strange of the Wiener Circle to do this. We love the Wiener Circle here, but what a strange little proposition or bet that they put out there.
Oh, this is news. Per Courtney Cronin, Lamar Jackson upgraded to a full participant
in
practice Friday after being limited Wednesday and Thursday. That man is back.
It's over.
Will he go to a gas station before Sunday? The joke is like Lamar's always spotted at gas stations.
Yeah.
He's giggled about
it. So, Marshall, you say the Bears are done.
I'm saying
for this game.
I'm picking.
Hey, that's a segment for a later spot in the show.
No, I'm just saying Cody Westerlund was on me because I haven't turned in my prediction, but I was like, I can't make a prediction until I know what's going on with Lamar Jackson.
Well, you've got that information. Okay, I think we have enough time. Let's listen to the progress check that Ben Johnson talked about.
And as you try to gauge the progress you guys are making as a team, is it just about wins, or is there some separation between process and result when you look at that?
It's always just process. It's always process. And now I know this is a results-based league, and we got to win games. I know that. But when we have our process right with how we come into the building throughout the week, how we're meeting, how we're walking through, how we're practicing, that's what gives us a chance on game day. And it doesn't mean we're going to win on game day, but it means we're going to give ourselves a shot. So I feel good about how we're improving in that department. Each week it continues to get better. I'm seeing the fundamentals show up more in practice. We had a padded practice on Wednesday, and I thought it was one of our better Wednesday practice that we had all year long so far. And so these guys, they're getting it. They're hungry. The wins help in terms of, wanting a little bit more because they haven't been pretty wins yet. And I think when we really start to turn the corner here and when we know that we're on the right track, some of these wins, that feeling in the locker room is going to be like, well, shoot, it doesn't necessarily feel like a win because we didn't play as well as we're capable of. And right now we're really excited because that feeling of winning is so important for us that it makes us want to come back for more. But there's going to be a point where it's going to be like, okay, well, we got to play even better than this, than what we've been doing. And I think they're starting to understand that. Like the standard continues to rise, the expectation level continues to rise, and I think good things are coming.
Is that especially the view in year one right now for you while the team is in transition? And maybe that changes as you guys are fully built out and everything's running the way you want.
Yeah, well,
it becomes strictly about results?
The mission's always been to win and to win now. I said that in my opening press conference, and I've been consistent with that with the team. And so, yeah, that's the end-all, be-all. That's what we're going out there to do. I don't see this as a team in transition. This is a team that this is the 2025 Chicago Bears, and we have a chance to put a stamp on what this chapter of Chicago Bears history is going to look like.
It's a very reasonable take, but also very important to understand what he deems successful looks like. We talked about it all the time in Craig Council. Tell us what success looks like to you, 90-win team.
He told us on day one what he was about, and he understood it was going to take maybe longer than people wanted, but he explained that, what was it, however much you're willing to sacrifice was going to determine how quickly it can happen. And apparently they're sacrificing enough because they've got a winning record. They've got a chance to go to 5-2. And my favorite part of that, not just the call back to his introductory press conference where he talks about that, he's like, yo, we're still winning ugly. When we get this thing right, we can win in a much more aesthetically pleasing fashion.
Yeah, complete team win. You know, that's what you're really asking for. You're asking for the run game and the passing game to be balanced, you're asking for at that point your defense to do what it keeps doing. Like that's going to be a great day when you see that all come together. And maybe then you can pen them in for the playoffs, you know, when that happens.
Yeah, I'll start with pencil, though.
We all will. Yes, pencil is 100% fair. Break out all the erasers you need. But it's good when the coach talks about it, because when he's telling us what he wants to see, then we can help visualize it, too.
I can't wait to see this game Sunday, because we're going to learn some things. Now that we know Lamar's is in there healthy, we're going to learn some things about the Bears.
Coming up next here on Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, I know we've talked a lot of football, but the story continues to grow regarding the poker and gambling scandal that is wrecking the NBA right now. Not only are there details upon details that are worth mentioning, but the crew who you needed to hear from weighed in. So let's hear from the Inside the NBA crew. We'll talk about the latest as well. And we will continue to do so with an expert in sports and entertainment law at 125. So all that's coming up next here on The Score.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.